gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say?
It's us
again,
here
and queer. Well, one of us.
You, yeah, one of us.
Well,
what's up?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Just, you know, nothing.
Nothing. You've been busy. I've been busy.
You've been busy. I've been busy. Sounds like a song.
Maybe we should write a song.
Maybe we should.
Speaking of writing songs, did you get the link I sent you?
For what?
I need you to post something for me on our website. And if you don't do it this time, I'm going to be mad at you. A link? Did you not get it?
Was it on Facebook?
I thought so.
Let me go look. I remember getting a link, but I didn't know what it was for. Do you know
I said, post this ASAP.
Oh, I saw that, but I didn't know what it was for.
So you didn't post it.
Well, explain it, and I will post it.
My son-in-law has entered a contest for Getty's Pizza. And it's a jingle writing contest, and he needs votes. It's really, really good. So I need everybody to go in and listen to it, and please give him 5 stars. Because if he wins, he gets $10,000, and he's married to my daughter, which means they won't come sleep on my couch.
Well, does he oh, I see this. Please post, don't haste.
Post haste.
So does he do jingles?
Well, he is a musician. He's been in several bands. He's written several songs. Matter of fact, when he first started dating my daughter, the first Valentine, he gave her a whole CD that was a compilation of songs he'd written about them and about her. So he's very, very, very talented. So
okay, I will.
And he has his degree in sound design.
I didn't know that. Why the fuck has the bitch not written us a new song?
Because we've not asked him to?
I think we should. It's time
All
for...
All right, then. We'll ask him.
It's time for a facelift to the Dallas Gay Pod theme song.
So, please go in there and vote for him. All you got to do is go to the link, and it'll take you to the site, and you're going to search for his song, which is called Hungry Stomach.
I didn't even know Mr. Gaddy's was still in business.
Well, they're really big in Austin because I guess that's where their headquarters is. And there's one in McKinney I saw the other day.
Oh, well, I had no
idea.
But
you should click on it and play it.
Okay. I will.
Can we hear it?
Oh, you want to hear it now?
Yeah.
It'll sound a little funky, but sure.
When your stomach is hungry and you need something to stop the rumbling, call
that's my son-in-law.
Well, there you go, honey.
Yeah, and so far he's ranked number 74, but that's out of like 350.
Really?
So, yeah. So I need all our fans to go out and vote for him, please.
All the fagalicious faggots who don't eat pizza.
I don't care if you eat pizza or not. Just go vote, okay?
Okay, Fonda.
You know, I'm going to get accused of organizing something. Just like health reform. I'm organizing a bunch of people to get together and do what I need them to do.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good comments on it.
Yeah. So, that's my talented son-in-law.
Yep.
So, and what else have I... Okay, so I've got that going on. And Anita was here this last weekend. Anita Cox, also known as Erin Gobralis. Mm-hmm. And she did a burlesque show here in town that was probably my favorite one so far.
Well, that's good.
And she won two awards. She won audience favorite, and also she won for best costume. So
now, do they win
it was
money
a good time.
And shit, or what do they win?
No, she didn't win money. She's still, I mean, that's the thing. It's just kind of like what we do. It takes a long time to pay your dues before you make any money.
Well, honey, so, we've been paying our dues for a while.
I know. And she does it the same reason we keep doing it, because we just love to do it.
Right, right.
But, yeah, I had that going on this weekend, and I bought a new car.
Oh, yes, honey. You are the recipient of a brand new... Toyota.
2010 Toyota Corolla S, and I love my little car.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been doing.
Definitely beats the gas mileage of that big tank you were driving around town.
Yes.
Plus your bumper was about to fall off, so.
Yeah, who knows where that poor thing is now.
It's kind of sad. Are you a little sad about it?
No. Well, I was kind of a little bit because, hell, you and I've had some good times in that car, too.
Girl, it's been a fabulous car getting us around town, but I'm just thankful that we don't have to pay for the gas in that big guzzler no more.
Mm-mm, no, you can come to town. You can fill my car up now for about $25.
Oh, yeah. Praise him.
So, I did that. And what else has been going on?
Well, and I...
And you went off and did a family vacay.
Well, before that, I came to Dallas.
You did. And we had a fabulous time.
Met some fun people that were new. And all kinds of great things.
Yeah, you met my new little group of people I've been running around with.
They're nice, mostly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who you're talking about that wasn't.
No, I'm just kidding. They were all nice. I liked them all. Me like a long time me like... You know what's really funny? I've gotten to the point now where I'm okay talking shit about people. But it's just funny looking back over the years and my experiences in Dallas and my connections in Dallas and how, like... The circle of people that I used to surround myself in are nowhere to be seen, neither here nor there. And so when I go to Dallas, it's like almost a new city to me. There's like, I don't know anyone. I know a couple, obviously I know you. We always seem to run into Stewart, which is nice. I like running into Stewart. But, you know,
Etheridge.
I didn't know David until I met you, so... You know, I'm talking about old school, Jared, when I was back in the day. I don't know. I know no one from... I have no connections to anyone there. It's just kind of interesting.
Well, I guess it's a good damn thing you got me, huh?
Honey, I had no reason to come to Dallas.
Well, there is no better reason to come to Dallas than for Fonda Cox, let me tell you.
That's true.
No, we had a great, great time when you were here.
Yeah.
I hated to see you leave.
Oh, me too, honey. Me too. But
no, but we had a great... We had a lot of fun.
Oh, I was going to mention Jason. Jason and I have been communicating. Jason used to live in Dallas, and now he lives in New York City, and his brother lives down in Austin. You know, I should get his brother in contact with Erin Gobralis to come out to some of her shows. He's a straight guy. He's real, like, gay, supportive, supports his brother, Jason. Jason's the owner and the designer for BitchyTees.com, who is on our website. You can see him. In fact, he'd probably like to come on the show and do a little intro view and get his shadoobies out there. But he's got a lot of great shirts and fun things that he's created, and he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he should definitely get in touch with Erin Gobralis, because a lot of times when they put on shows, they'll sometimes get shirts made.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be fun. He's a nice guy. They're both very nice. Jason and Jeremy are both very nice guys. Their brother's one gay, one's not. And I kind of wish I'd known Jason when I lived in Dallas. He seems like he'd have been a nice, fun guy to hang out with and toot around town with. But no such luck. But they're nice guys. BitchyTees.com. You can go look at their shit and whatnot.
Well, and you know what else? Oh, shoot. Crap, I can't take this call now. Hold on.
Oh, Lord, right. Jesus.
I don't know who that was. Actually, I think I do. I think it's a car dealership. I think my permanent plates are in.
Girl, you already defaulted on your fucking payments.
No, my first payment's not due till September.
The car dealer's already on your ass.
I still have another month before I have to make a payment. No, also, he should probably get in touch with Aaron, too, because a lot of times when they do, like, a festival-type thing with a burlesque, they'll invite vendors to come in, and if he made some little fun little burly-type shirts, you know, like maybe a T-shirt with tassels where the boobies are supposed to be or something, he could set up a little thing and sell them.
Oh, that's a great idea, actually.
Yeah. So I'll talk to her about it, and we'll see what we can work up.
Well, cool.
So, yeah, you came out here, and then you went on family vacay.
I went on family vacation to Colorado, which wasn't totally tragic. We actually had a lot of fun and very little drama.
You got real butch.
I got real butch. In fact, Angie Vick from Los Angeles, she was in town visiting on vacation as well. And she didn't even recognize me crossing the street. She was like, who is that butch man over there with hair on his face and a sleeveless shirt cut off and a nice farmer's tan going on? Who is he? And so she was impressed. And well, I don't know if impressed is the word, but we went fishing. We went back. We went.
Can't hear you.
I said we went fishing. Can you hear me now? I'm still talking. It says I'm recording. So I don't know where you went. But okay. Anyways, we went fishing, horseback riding, we went whitewater rafting, and it was a lot of fun. There was very little family drama, which was nice. I was stuck riding with my mom and dad. My sister rode with other family members up there. And I only had to suffer through about an hour and a half of my mom reading Bible stuff to me, to us, my father and I, in the car. But, you know, whatever. I don't care. It was nice. It was still fun. And then
it made her happy to do that.
Oh, yes. And speaking of, like, family and past, so everyone knows about Aholio, my ex-boyfriend, whatnot. Well, he has resurfaced, as you have said that he might try to do. And much to your displeasure, I had coffee with him yesterday in Irvine. And it was good to see him. You know, looking at him and actually having a sit down with him, because there was obviously a lot of unresolved issues that I had with, like, finding out since that he was a cheater and cheating and accusing me of being a big man whore when it wasn't necessarily just me being a man whore. And things like that. So it was nice to sit down and, like, have a face-to-face with him. But I realized that, you know what? He's not the same person that I, like, thought I was dating at the time that I was dating. Isn't that interesting how that happens? Like,
oh, yeah.
It's been, like, 2 years. We're coming up on our two-year divorce anniversary in November, and it's been 2 years, and he's not the same person that I was dating, and if I were to meet him out today, I probably wouldn't have been interested. I find that very interesting.
Good to know, but,
well, no, but it's,
there's a new rule to you having coffee or anything with him.
What's that?
Well, the first thing you said when you told me was, I talked to Robert. He knows. He knows.
Well, I told him, honey.
And I said, well, you didn't call me. And I told you and I told Robert, from now on he has to call and get permission from me as well.
Okay.
So if you're listening, Aholio, I hope you enjoyed your cup of coffee, because that's the last one you're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he called me a bitch.
He did. It was pretty funny. But he called
I hate a bitch.
He called you that bitch is what he said. Oh, that bitch.
Well, and he also called me in an email one time. He called me white trash.
Well, honey.
I don't don't care. You're the only one that's allowed to call me bitch or white trash or skank or hoe.
No, but it was good to see him. I found him to not be a very honest person, even in our meeting. He's very showy still. He's very self-serving and self-centered. And I found that he's not only dating just one guy now. Okay, so I told everyone he was dating this married guy who had three, or this, not married guy, this, the single guy who had three kids. And the ages of the kids range anywhere between, I believe, 11 and 18 years old. So the guy started early. Anyways, the guy actually dumped Armando, which I think was, like, earth-shattering for him, or maybe not, I don't know. Armando made the comment yesterday that he thought things were going good, and then it just ended. But now he's... I know. But now he's dating three guys at the same time, which I guess to each his own. I don't know. I was never that way. So it's hard for me to say that that's okay when I like to put my emphasis and focus on the one person that I'm dating at the time. If it doesn't work out, I move along to the next person. But, you know, I don't sit around and, like, string out four or five guys at the same time. Number one, that gets very complicated, and it's very difficult to do and whatever. But, so, yeah, he's dating a guy in San Diego who's straight, who was very proud of the fact that, I guess, a couple weeks ago he ate out one of his girl best friends, you know, so there's a real winner. He's dating this guy, or fucking this guy. I should say fucking. He said dating. I mean, I think what it comes down to is just they're fuck buddies.
God bless you.
Oh, got a tickle up my nose, honey. And so then he's dating
probably
some
pubic hair.
Probably. He's dating I shaved my pubes today, which, by the way, is quite interesting because I use the vacuum cleaner to, like, suck them up. And the name just after, I have one of those Dysons with the clear canister so you can see what's in there. My neighbor called right after I was done with it and asked to borrow my vacuum cleaner. And I really debated sending the pubes down there with her. And I actually decided to clean the vacuum cleaner out before I sent it down. But how funny would that have been if she emptied the cyclone part and all my pubes went flying over her house. I thought that'd be funny. But anyways, I guess I digress. I move on. So anyways, and then he's dating some guy in Phoenix. Basically, he's got a boy in every port that he works. He works 2 days in several different states a month. And it sounds like he's got his little, you know, hookup, wiener action. Which, you know, that's fine. I've been a man whore in my day. I've had times when I've gone out and just been a complete slut and wanted to fuck around and just do that. And, you know, there's a time and a place for that, I suppose. But at the same time, you're getting older. He's going to be 34, 33 this next October. At what point do you decide that... And I guess relationships aren't for everyone. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too critical. To me, my book is I want to have somebody that I'm with, make it work, you know. Want to be happy, obviously, but want to make it work with someone and have somebody that was willing to make it work and put in the, you know, the effort as well. And have that security. There's security in having somebody else there with you, I guess. But whatever, that's what he's doing now. That's what he's up to. San Diego is a small community. He's actually, his roommate is one of Robert's old friends and owns one of the boutique gay men's clothing fashion stores down there. And so that was interesting. But, you know, it is what it is. He knows some pilot guy named Cookie who works for my airline as well and was based in Ontario and whatnot. So, you know, it's a small world. And, yeah, there's probably no point in having coffee with him again in the future, but it is what it is. So that was that. That happened yesterday. And speaking of, like, relationships and whatnot, I'm to a point now, obviously, in my relationship where I feel free to talk about my issues that I have with certain people outside of the unit. And I don't know, I'd like to get some feedback from some of our listeners who are in relationships. And one of the things that the point I want to talk about is, like, how friends treat your significant other. And I don't know, when you've dated somebody or when you were married at one point, when you guys get married, think back to when you were, like, dating and whatnot, and or you've been in a serious relationship. Have there been those people in that other person's life who's totally hated you or detest you or made life difficult for you or talk shit about you even though they don't know you?
Honestly, no.
To that person that you were with?
No. Not that I was aware of. If they did, I never knew about it.
You never knew about it. Well, mm-hmm. I have been. Well, what I the situation that presents itself to me now is this. Robert's got a couple of friends who are very vocal with their dissatisfaction to him being with me. And I have found out through either one of them is this lesbian couple who, you know, Robert and I like label our friends differently. You know what I mean? Like, I don't call everyone a good friend. I don't call everyone a friend. I'm very selective with who I let into my very inner circle, my very inner core. Robert is very accepting and very open to anyone and everyone. And you have to physically burn him or hurt him in some way before he actually will cut you off. So he gives a free pass. Uh-huh. I don't. So I've got this lesbian friend that's friends with him who she and I have really never really gotten along. Robert's got these very aggressive women in his life that he chooses to, you know, whatever, befriend or whatnot. And this one particular chick was dating this other lesbian. And you know how lesbians are. They move in like on the first date. They've dated 3 months and they're going to New York City to get married. Just some really fucked up crazy shadoobies, if you ask my opinion. And, well, they had a big blowout, a big fight. There's a lot of drama. Don't need to go into the drama, but it was like soap opera worthy. That's how bad the fucking drama was. You know what I mean? And So the other girl, who I'm not really that close with either, but I like her, and she's never done anything wrong to me. She's never crossed me. She's never spoke against me, to my knowledge, whatever. Filled me in with all of these things that her girlfriend, which is Robert's good friend, her opinions and whatnot, and how she talked trash and told Robert, you know, dump me, this, blah, 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 blah. And I'm a little confused because, you know, I've got my friends who would never say anything about Robert, who know, you know, some of our struggles are ups and downs, and yet there's never been any really negative comments made against him from my friends, from you, from my friend Sarah, from my friends in San Diego who know both of us and hang out with us. Everyone gives him a fair shot and a fair chance. And so I'm in a position now where what's appropriate? How do we handle this when Robert's friends seem to think that it's okay to say shit about his boyfriend and the person he chooses to be with? How should that be handled?
Sure, of what was being said. If I'm with someone, I'm going to support them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if someone's saying something that I think needs to be set straight, I'm going to set them straight. And I'm going to ask that, you know, they're certainly entitled to their opinions, but they need to keep such opinions to themselves, or at least out of groups or circles in which I hang out with my boyfriend.
That's true. I agree with that. Well, and I think that the only reason why I found out about the comments made from Jana is because of the fact that her girlfriend, I mean, they had this huge fight. Her girlfriend came to, you know, said, in fact, I don't even think Jessica said anything to me. I asked Jessica, I said, what's going on? Because, you know, I don't really trust Jana. I don't trust anyone. You know how I am. I don't trust you right off the bat. You've got to prove yourself. And I've seen a lot of shadoobies come out from this Jana girl. And yes, she's known Robert for a long time, whatever, but I find her to be an opportunistic. She takes advantage of people. She's taken advantage of Robert and Robert's friendship. She's taken advantage of her ex-girlfriend. I felt like she was taking advantage of Jessica. So, you know, I'm trying to be a fair and balanced person, and, you know, I don't owe her anything. So if I choose to remain friends, like, it came down to a simple thing, like, Jana texts us all and says, you've got to delete Jessica from your Facebook. You can't be friends with her anymore. That, to me, is stupid. First of all, this is the second time that she has wanted us to delete Jessica off her Facebook, and then they end up getting back together, you know, 3 or 4 weeks later. And so my point is, you know, with all this fucking drama, and it's lesbians and it's girls. No offense, Fonda, but it's lesbians and it's girls. None of my straight friends.
Oh, no, you know my opinion on women anyway, so.
Yeah, and none of my straight friends, none of my gay friends, none of my other girl, none of my friends get involved unless asked or provoked by me saying something or asking or Robert saying something or asking. None of my friends do what all of his girlfriends do and take it to the extreme. And, of course, Robert will pull this card saying, well, they're just looking after me. They're just, you know, they want to – they're just looking after my interests. And I have to remind him Nobody in this whole God green earth will looks after him, cares about him, and loves him more than I do. And so to me, that's an insult. And if that's what they say to him, I think that's an insult. And that's something that I am done putting up with. So other than that, I don't know. But I didn't know if – is this a normal occurrence where people's friends interject their own opinions and feelings into other people's relationships? And if so, why is it appropriate? And how do you handle it? And how do you squash it? And I'm to a point now, if I'm crossed by Jana, I'm telling Jana exactly what I know, how I know, and being done with it. And, you know, I feel like I've got this whole new freedom after last month to speak my mind, say what I got to say, and move on. And that's what I'm doing. So,
watch out. Well, and I don't know if those friends... Well, and I don't know if these said friends will do the same as I do, and you can attest to this. Whether you call me or Robert calls me about some situation or issue you guys are having, if you're wrong, Captain, I tell you.
I get told. I get put in my place. You always put me in my place.
And you'll try to argue your way out of it. And I say, I'm not going to argue with you. This is not a debate. This is my opinion.
Right.
And this is what I think.
And I remind Robert that too. I always say, look at my friends. Look how my friends treat you. Look at how my friends are fair and balanced. I said, your friends don't give me the same benefit. Your friends don't treat me the same. And to me, that's very disrespectful. I take it as being very disrespectful. I feel like they disrespect me. And actually, we were watching, Robert and I were catching up on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which I want to get to in a moment. And Nene was saying to her husband, you know, you disrespect – if somebody disrespects you, it's as if they disrespected me. And so that's one of the things I'm trying to drive through Robert's head is that when your friends talk shit about me, if you don't stand up and you don't say anything, that's them. It should feel to you as if they are attacking you. You and I are a couple. You know, we come together in the loins of our grovels and I don't even know. But
yeah, we get it. You're together.
You're together. And so if somebody attacks one of us, it should be as if we were both attacked. We were both slandered. And then the response should be given in that situation. And that's one thing that I hope we're learning in my relationship is that someone, one of his friends, I don't care how long they've known him or how good of friends they are, if one of them says something about me or tries to interject their opinion or their motive into our relationship – he's got to be the one to stop it. And then also back down when I decide that it's time for me to defend myself. And because I'm not afraid of throwing down, honey.
I've heard Kim say some stuff about you. Oh, and Sheree told me. And I was like, Brayton is never involved in our business.
But
like,
did she supposedly say something about who?
Well.
Okay, answer the question.
Us.
No, yeah. She supposedly said something about me.
No, well, when she talking about you, she's talking about me, so that's
but,
us.
But my part, let it go.
Well,
you don't see me wanting to say anything. Big deal.
I don't mind apologizing to somebody if I said something, because, you know.
What does it sound like?
What does what sound like?
When you apologize, let me hear it.
Oh, please. Of course, Greg don't think it's a good idea.
Let it go, honey.
I got me some acrylic nails back in there, plastic clip-on with some glue, and I will scratch.
Oh, you don't even need those. All you gotta do is get them hooker heels.
I got those.
You can knock somebody out with a pair of those.
I got hooker heels. I got those big old pumps. Speaking of the Housewives, Real Housewives, have you seen this new book from Nene?
No.
Nene's got a new memoir coming out that is called Nene Leaks, which I'm not sure. Is that her last name? What's her last name?
I have no idea. I do not know.
Well, it's called Never Make the Same Mistake Twice. I thought it was spelled like leaks, like you're leaking out of your vagina hole. But actually, I think that's her last name because it's spelled a little different than what I think leaks is spelled. But it's called Never Make the Same Mistake Twice. Nene Leaks, Lessons on Love, Life, Learn the Hard Way. And everyone knows Nene. She's my favorite Real Housewife of Atlanta. She's had some pretty major up and downs in her life. And what else?
Where are you going with this?
I'm just saying she's coming out with a new book. Have you been following the new season?
Yes, I have. I'm all caught up.
Oh, girl, I am so confused on who's the real bitch here and who's legitimate. I don't even know. I'm just so confused. Like, the whole thing with the blonde chick with the weave. Which, by the way, I guess she's getting her hair pulled off this week. I can't wait for that. I hope she's got it sewn in good.
Leave it to one of our black girls to pull a weave off.
Yeah, a white girl's weave of all things.
Gonna do it Jerry Springer style.
Well, here's an update on what's going on with Miss Nene Diva. Apparently, she's been hanging out with Danielle Staub first. Is it Staub? S-T-A-U-B, from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Danielle, as you may know, is the former stripper who has been ostracized by her co-stars in New Jersey. Nene denies choking castmate Kim. She did, though, devote a whole chapter to Kim in her book, in which she diagnoses the wigged one as certifiably crazy. She says, Kim is simply too toxic for my ass. Nene also wonders whether Michelle Obama gave Barack any birthday sex while the Secret Service was standing guard. Nene advises women to stay away from the nuts and offers that hustler is not a good job title. And finally, to update Nene, never trust a bitch to be a friend when you know she's sleeping with another woman's husband. And apparently that was in reference to Kim and Big Papa.
Mm-hmm. Who have since broken up.
Yeah. I didn't know that Big Papa was a married man.
Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be getting a divorce forever and ever and ever and ever.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You paint a picture on the wall, 'cause you got a lot to tell me, but you don't think you can say it better. Oh, baby, you're bringing up times I can't recall, and I'm sure they made your point, but I just can't seem to remember. Yeah, and I know you got the feeling, and I can't say I'm agreeing with your topic of conversation. Listen to the reasons and the hints that I've been given to the thoughts of my imagination. So come on, let me sing. I said, baby, you're amazing. I want to let you see. Are you everything? Sing. I said, baby.